Then what am I here? Why am I on death row? I don't get it. What makes me death eligible? Or why are you trying to kill me for the actions of somebody else?
The short answer to that question is Joseph Garcia is on Texas death row because he was a member of the Texas Seven. On December 13, 2000, the group of inmates known as the Texas Seven broke out of the Connolly Prison Unit in Karnes County. The escape triggered the largest manhunt in the state's history. 11 days later, on Christmas Eve, during the robbery of a sporting goods store, members of the crew fatally shot and ran over Irving police officer Aubrey Hawkins.
He was very nice, easy to get along with, very unassuming.
Jeff Spivey is chief of the Irving Police Department. He says members of the force will be standing at attention outside the walls unit during Garcia's execution to honor Hawkins.
Just to ensure that He isn't forgotten.
But Garcia says he shouldn't be executed because he didn't actively take part in the fatal shootout with Officer Hawkins.
And you have the testimony of these people who did actually kill. They told you they did it. And so I think what it all boils down to is that I'm one of the Texas Seven.
Garcia was convicted and sentenced to die under the law of parties, which is the way that Texas handles vicarious liability. That means a person can be held criminally responsible for the intent or actions of another.
If you and another person were going to go rob a convenience store, if during the course of that robbery, your friend inside the store shot and killed the convenience store clerk, you would be guilty for capital murder as well, even though you sat in the car the whole time.
Stephanie Stevens is a law professor and supervising attorney for the St. Mary's University Center for Legal and Social Justice. She says the Texas rule of parties is broader than in other states.
There are not a lot of other states that have this, and it's come to light more in terms of the death penalty.
In Garcia's telling of the events that Christmas Eve, supported by the testimony of others, he was inside the store and he never fired a gun.
I don't know what caused them to start firing on me, officer. If it's, you know, by the time I got out there on the back dock, it was over.
But Chief Spivey says that makes no difference. Garcia directly participated in the murder of Officer Hawkins in other ways.
Joseph Garcia, due to his accomplice's testimony, is either credited with pulling Officer Hawkins' dead body out of the car and moving the car, or at least being there when his dead body was pulled out of the car and then moved the squad car so that they could then escape in the Ford Explorer. So I think it's a little self-serving for Joseph to say that, you know, he wasn't around when that happened. The evidence indicates otherwise.
Nevertheless, some anti-death penalty activists say using the law of parties for the ultimate punishment might be a violation of the Constitution's Eighth Amendment prohibiting cruel and unusual punishment. And with last-minute appeals filed, the courts could intervene. Garcia is scheduled to be executed on Tuesday at 6 p.m. David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.